This recording is of local immigrant Cleo Lee. She sat down with Sunset High School students in May of 2012 to discuss what it was like to move here from Hong Kong many years ago. Enjoy.
And my name is Cleo Lee. I'm at Sunset High School with a senior student.
Oh, and I'm Naomi Vanella, and I'm the senior student. This is my first question for you. Just where did you originally come from?
I was originally from Hong Kong, which was a British colony many years ago, but now is considered part of China.
And you grew up there?
I grew up there, but I was born in China, Shanghai.
Okay. Why did you guys decide to move to the United States?
Oh, I came to New York for my college.
Oh, okay.
So I studied engineering degree in New York, and then I went back to Hong Kong to work, but I was hired by a company based in Oregon, and I met my future husband through work. So I moved here and we got married here.
So for the process for being able to go to school in New York, was there any difficulties of being able to come to another country, like initially?
Of course you have to go through all the process, like apply for school. You know, there are certain requirements and paperwork, and then also you have to get the student visa through the American consulate in the city. And of course, this is considered pretty expensive for the family because you have to send overseas, you know, not just the tuition, but also the room and board and all that. And at that time, I decided to come to New York just because my parents have friends in New York City. But I didn't realize the school is quite far away from New York City. It's an hour train from, it was on Long Island.
What school was it exactly?
It's State University of New York.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was considered reasonable tuition for out-of-country students. You can't really say it's remote. It's pretty close to New York City, but it's not like inside a city. It's a suburb type of environment.
Yeah. So what were some of those like big culture shocks that you were talking about that you mentioned?
Well, first of all, it's language, right? No matter how much you prepare in your native country, I guess I was able to read and write pretty well. But when it comes to oral conversation, that's always a challenge. And in addition to that, the English is a little bit different between, you know, the British English and American English, the way they use the phrases and words. And so language is first thing, and second is the interaction between people. I came from a city, Hong Kong's one of the big city. So usually people are very polite, but very cool, not very friendly. But when I came to this country, I would say people are very friendly, at least on the casual interface. You know, there's no problem to say hi to people, but on the other hand, it's hard to build up friendship with the local students. Maybe one of the reasons because of the language, I think.
Yeah. So then was your college experience a little bit difficult because of that?
No, it's not. I wouldn't say it's difficult. It's quite enjoyable because you get to know a lot of students from other countries anyway. So for me, I formed closer friendship with other foreign students. And I wouldn't say it's difficult because for academic level, I think most of foreign students can handle it because you can just study in the test book. And it's more of an interesting thing is to interact with local people and how, you know, how do you live a life there? And I didn't have a car, but we managed to use bus and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to know friends, and we still keep in touch, even though that now it's like people are all over the world. But we still keep in touch.
So you said your college was a little more in like a suburbia-esque area. Was that kind of a new thing for you too? Just kind of that
Yes, because the campus was very big.
Oh,
at least in my mind, it was very big. Because consider the city I came from, it's super crowded. You know, we have about 6 million people in a small place. We had lots of high rises. But the place I went is all flat. It's like the building is like most of the houses two levels at most.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the, in the school dormitory, probably three levels, that's all. Mm-hmm. You seldom see any building using escalator, elevators like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you're from a city, you use that all the time, in and out. And the other thing is, you know, the public transportation is very sparse. You know, you don't get bus service like every 2 minutes, or it's like in a city we get subway every 5 minutes. But here the public transportation is difficult. I think for most people, students usually, if some other friend has one car, everybody cram in to go to shopping or something and come back. So, but we can manage that. It's different. It's very quiet compared to where I came from, because it's just the suburban, you know, at night. Pretty early, it's kind of getting quiet. Of course, the weather is very, very different. You know, we came from a subtropical climate, and we went to a place that has a very severe winter. But for some reason, I feel like most of the students cope very well, no matter where you're from, Africa, from where, it's just people are very adaptive, especially when you're young. So you get used to the climate. Yeah, I remember the first time, the one thing that's very interesting is I remember we stayed at a dormitory, and of course it's snowing, everybody's so excited, and so we were talking about, so everybody said, come on, see the snow. And I remember that very, very interesting experiences, because I look around, everybody is like in shorts and t-shirts, because it's indoor, but outside it's snowing, it's accumulating. Yeah. So it's that's a thing that I think only happened in this country. I don't know. No problem with heat or anything. So that's, I remember that very well. Okay. And then the first snow, and we went out, make snow angel. Never happened in my life. That was the first time. So
were there any like big things that you missed then? Like, you know, just, you know, from all of a sudden not being at home anymore. Just
Food. This is a huge difference in the way that provide food, and the amount, the portion is huge difference. I remember that in, because when I my first 2 years, I think I was on the, what do you call that, the meal plan. So in the campus, you can subscribe to meal plan, and then you just go any cafeteria, you can go eat. I remember that you can, you know, all you can eat, and there's a large amount of food, I guess, so it's very different from what I came from. I mentioned that earlier, that's the language, that, you know, how frequent you start a conversation, you know, whether you're comfortable enough to start a conversation with a person and all that. And also, I realized that in this country, because maybe it's in college also, you can always challenge a professor, even though he's your professor.
Yeah.
You can challenge them, or you can challenge a teaching assistant. And I feel like, which is very different in the culture, because in Asian culture, it's, you always show respect. You don't really openly challenge who is older than you or who is supposed to be senior than you. So, which is a different aspect of the experience. Yeah.
I guess then the transition from New York to Oregon, was there any new difficulties that arose? Or?
It's probably much better, because after New York, I went back to Hong Kong.
Oh, that's right.
To work. Mm-hmm. And then it's more like, in your experience, it's more like you already know the place, you know that country. So plus my work required me to travel a lot. So I was able to travel back and forth, US and Asia all the time. So coming back, it's not that difficult. But again, Oregon's a much quieter place also. People always question me, how can you tolerate like a suburban Oregon? It's so quiet, there's no nightlife or anything. And they will question, why don't you just live downtown? You know, like Portland downtown, city center, that's, you know, the apartments. I guess the difference is coming back is I'm no longer, you know, I was single coming back, but within a year or two, I got married.
Yeah.
And my life phase is different. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a family, so it's different from you when you're single, that you, the things that you're looking for is different. So living in suburban, in Oregon, it's not that bad. I mean, it's more comfortable. If you ask me to go downtown, probably I would be a little bit more careful. But like in Beaverton and Hillsboro, and you just feel like it's fine. That's the way it is.
So when you went back to Hong Kong for the first time, like what was that like?
Oh, that's a good question. I remember that experience very well because Hong Kong is very small, so everybody living in the high rises. Mm-hmm. I remember the first day, first time I went into elevator. Mm-hmm. So naturally, because of the years I was here, naturally I would say hello to people. But there's not many response back. And then I realized that, oh yeah, that's right. People don't usually that friendly in the city. I guess in New York, you probably feel the same thing. People are not usually that friendly in the city. So, okay. So I just realized that. And also in Hong Kong, the apartments are very close. They always have a kind of a gate in front of the door.
Okay.
So it's kind of, you have multiple locks. Mm-hmm. So, in many cities, it's like that. I forgot about that after 5 years over here, even though I went back several times. It's just like, oh, yes, that's the way it is. But I remember those two things very well because they were talking about re-entry shock.
Mm-hmm.
So when you move to a place, it's cultural shock, but when you move back, it could be a certain adjustment also.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that we don't make friendship over there, but the friendship is like closer and probably deeper, but you don't extend your friendship to everybody that you don't know, just to strangers. Like,
yes. How did your family just kind of deal with you kind of going back and forth like that initially? I mean, when you initially left.
Oh,
then when you came back, I guess, for the first time.
I guess it's going back to the culture, mm-hmm. of Chinese culture or Asian culture.
Mm-hmm.
Most people think that if you study hard, you always will be rewarded with a good life.
Okay.
So most people, if you get a chance to go higher level academically, most of family will support. They will endure separation and all that. They think it's part of, you know, achieving that goal.
That's
I think it's such a rare opportunity that you can go to university in one of the most advanced country in terms of technology and, you know, knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So it's considered a privilege to go. So the family will endure separation, mm-hmm. for a while because they know that after that you can probably get a good job, you can probably, you know, be able to enjoy life better than just stay local. So yeah, that's the, I think if you ask many family, probably they will have the same thing. Although the separation is pretty hard at that time, my time,
yeah.
long time ago. Oh. So the internet's not that advanced,
okay.
you know, everything, phone calls is quite expensive. From my perspective, it's, I think I was naive before I left my place. I feel like I'm just going to study,
mm-hmm.
to it, you know, but it's, the separation is huge, you know, distance-wise as well as cultural-wise,
yeah.
And I'm not sure if I can explain to my parents enough about what's the difference, you know, even you know, the things that I experience here in a college life, I can't really explain. They came visit me, but it's just a short period of time. It's very different. And I was naive enough, I think. But I think it's a good thing about being young is that you kind of fearless. You are just, okay, I just go. I didn't even bring enough. I have very little things, you know, my clothes, and I stay in a dormitory. I remember after I graduate from college, everything can be fit into my car. So it's like,
wow.
Not a big, so, but I think that's the age that you want to see a little bit, but things that you actually see is beyond your expectation. Like, I didn't expect that, you know, it's such a difference in terms of culture and life.
So you said you have a son, which is wonderful. Can I just ask how old he is? And
he's nine.
He's nine. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so cool. So I guess for him, like for raising him, I guess he's kind of like the first generation. You know what I'm saying. So so how has that been, kind of for you, like raising him?
It's a very good question. It's different. Because he's born here, you know, he's born in Oregon, and he grows up here. Of course, he doesn't know what we came from, like our background and all that. Grandparents are Chinese. He will have a little bit of trouble to communicate with them in terms of language. It's hard to explain to him, you know, we did this when I was young, because they don't have this over here. I did bring him back to Hong Kong several times, and he definitely enjoyed the things, and he was able to pick up some language. But as young as a child, I think they're very quick to pick up language, but they're also very quick to forget. You know, when my parents were here, when he was about 2-3 years old, they were trying to communicate with him in their language. It was quite successful for after they left, then everybody speak English, so he kind of forgot. So sometimes I have to explain to him, you know, there's a certain way of saying in Chinese when I try to translate into English, just kind of lost in translation. And then he will keep asking, what does that mean, why? You know, I think I understand, like, he just doesn't have that experience. My husband came from Asian country also. You know, he has a lot of experience, you know, like, they never wear shoes playing soccer, and he's like, what, you don't wear shoes playing soccer? So it's very different, and I guess he would be Oregonian, you know, growing up here. But on the other hand, he has a little bit something maybe traditional family doesn't have, because the language is additional language, and also he got to travel a little bit more extensive to Asia. So that would be the difference. And could be some conflicts, because like in regular school, I think American culture is more open. They can question teacher, they can ask any question. But in Asian culture, it's a lot that require more obedience. Like, oh, you got to listen to me, you know, because I say so. So that's the difference between that. I think we're more so. Although I, because I was in the States for college, I kind of understand a little bit where he comes from. You know, I have that experience. But still, something ingrained in me, there's some Asian culture that could have conflicts.
Have you run into people who have kind of like made like really, I guess, bad assumptions just about you, just because, you know, you're from China, or you just
Well, I don't remember have anything. Well, when I was in New York, all I could remember is people warn me many times, if you go to New York City, make sure you don't have jewelries showing everywhere. You know, it's very dangerous. It's not just because they want the jewelry. Sometimes, you know, they could be getting into violence. You know, they pull the pendants, all that. So that's one thing. But personally, I never really have any bad experience in this country. I don't remember a time that people insult me because I'm foreigners. I am in Oregon in particular. I think Oregon, I feel like people are more friendly and open to different diversity. I mean, there's sometimes that could be jokes, you know, people, because I pronounce something wrong, and then some people just pick it up and make a joke, and I couldn't get that joke because I wasn't sure why it was a joke. So, but it's all in a friendly terms. I haven't really get into a situation that I feel hurt or uncomfortable or anything like that. Yeah. Now, after living here for so many years, I kind of learned to be assertive also. To, if I couldn't explain well in one sentence, I would try to explain in three sentences. So try to get the information across and so that everybody's clear. So in that sense, I think I myself is growing in that sense. I won't shy away from things, but instead I will try to stay my point.
Is there anything in particular that you've just learned from, you know, traveling back and forth so often?
I don't know. For people in a different country, I mean, America is such an ideal place. Before they come, it's a place that, like the Bible says, a place flowing milk and honey. That's the place, because, which is true, when I was in college, all my friends was always joking about, because the fruit is bigger.
Oh, really?
Yes, wow, like a mango. I have never seen that big of mango in other place in Asia, for example.
Wow,
so
I didn't know that.
The tomato is, you know, shiny and big and all that. You know, it's this country is so rich. I don't know if people live here realize how rich this country is in terms of resources, in terms of technology, in terms of, you know, just the space and for... and doing what you want to do and all that. From a foreign student, I think this is a place that, like, you can, it's a place that, you know, you can realize your dream and all that. When I go back, I feel like it's, we kind of limit our children in certain way that, you know, because of culture or whatever, we just don't let them to show their full potential. But here, I feel like, if anybody wants to try, it's always a opportunity there, and you can show that you can do it, you can do it, you can achieve it. So, on the other hand, I'm thinking people in this country could be spoiled, you know, totally spoiled in terms of what they have, because they didn't realize that how rich compared to other countries. They're much poorer in terms of material, in terms of atmosphere, and then the encouragement people give you and all that. So, just the lesson probably, if you're in this country, you probably should treasure the things you have. And I'm seeing this country, you know, high deficit and all that. I feel like, why? You know, supposed to be one of the most advanced, the most talented in engineering field. Now, it's kind of going backwards. And maybe because of people are too easy with their life, because they easily get it, you know, there's plenty of food, plenty of, you know, enjoyment. While people from other country, they don't have enough, so they expect to work hard when they come over here. So when they expect to work hard, of course, they will achieve higher. So that's my... I don't know what it's called, lesson or not, but it's just like in general, I think people from other country, that's why also my concern with my child, because he grew up here, he feel like everything is just that easy, everything is, you know, comes handy, you don't have to struggle, but he forgot there's a lot of places of struggling. So I feel like the experience in this country is very positive. And I'm sure there will people experience racial discrimination and all that. But I guess everybody's growing, you know. Just if one time you receive this kind of discrimination, the second time probably you should learn how to stand up for yourself. And everybody can learn to achieve, not just one side, but multiple sides to achieve the same.
I guess you mentioned your husband. Did you say your husband was also from China?
No, he's from Burma.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Or it's called Myanmar nowadays. On the official map, I believe you will find Myanmar.
Yeah.
Because the government keep changing name, try to change that image or whatever. But recently, there's lots of news about that country because Clinton actually visited that place a couple of months ago, I think, because there's a new government coming up and they seem to be more open and willing to talk with the Western countries.